And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of November, 2009. It's the birthday of the playwright Paula Vogel, Washington, D.C., 1951. She wrote a play that won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, How I Learned to Drive, 1997. The playwright George Kaufman, Pittsburgh, 1889, collaborated on many plays, including Animal Crackers, Strike Up the Band, You Can't Take It With You. Once asked by a publicity person how to get a new actress coverage by major newspapers, Kaufman said, shoot her. It's the birthday of Philip Lopate, a poet, essayist, novelist, born in Brooklyn, 1943, edited the campus literary magazine at Columbia, then taught creative writing in New York public schools. Most recent novel entitled Two Marriages, published in 2008, and a book called Against Joie de Vivre, in which he wrote, over the years, I've developed a distaste for the spectacle of joie de vivre, the knack of knowing how to live. What rankles me is the stylization of this private condition into a bullying social ritual. He wrote, the prospect of a long day at the beach makes me panic. There is no harder work I can think of than taking myself off to somewhere pleasant where I am forced to stay for hours and have fun. It's the birthday of the novelist Andrea Barrett, born in Boston, 1954, known for writing fiction about botanists, oceanographers, and geologists. Traveled to the Arctic to write her novel The Voyage of the Narwhal, about a group of scientists exploring the Arctic. And it's the birthday of Jean Fritz, born in Hankou, China, 1915, the child of American missionaries, author of books for young readers, and also an autobiography, Homesick, My Own Story, about growing up in China. Here's a poem for today by Christine Ryan, entitled Middle School Band Concert. Their uniforms, starched white shirts, black bow ties, cummerbunds, shine on a stage with chairs and stands crammed close, young bodies merged into one great hall, while the tall girl, standing in back, waits to deliver a crash of her cymbals, their timbre meant to rouse like the march being played, the baton insisting along with the push and pull of the teacher's palm, melody secondary to precision, proof of lessons learned, the gleaming slides of the trombones synchronized, unlike the drums that pound within, or the rumble of applause as parents, unable to hear their child's isolated notes, rise, eager to say, good job, or next time sit up straighter, knowing tomorrow when the students watch their performance on video, the teacher will grade their rhythm, their emotion, reminding them about medals they can pin above their hearts if everyone's music starts and stops at exactly the same time. And now, as they exit, the backs of their heads are dark and dreadful, like the whispers resuming in the lobby about the seventh grader who hanged himself at home over the weekend. A poem by Christine Ryan, Middle School Band Concert, from her collection Wild Flight, published by Texas Tech University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.